Welcome back to From Fear to Fun, the podcast where we explore the hidden emotional landscape of pediatric care, the ones we rarely talk about, but that shape every moment of our encounter with children and families. Today's episode begins with a bold statement. Your examination room is their dungeon. It sounds dramatic, but stay with me, because the parallels are powerful. And understanding them can transform the way we approach our young patients. Let's go back in time for a moment. In medieval days, the first step of torture wasn't the instruments. It wasn't the pain. It was simply this. Step one, drag the victim into an unfamiliar room, a place they didn't choose, a place they didn't understand. Step two, take away their freedom to leave, their autonomy, their sense of control. Step three, show them the instruments. No touch required. Just the sight of unfamiliar tools was enough to trigger fear. Now, of course, our goal in medicine is healing, not harm. But emotionally? For a child walking into an examination room, the experience can feel eerily similar. Think about the last time you saw a door marked authorized persons only. Did you wonder what was behind it? Did you feel a flicker of curiosity or a flicker of fear? Unknown places do that to us. They activate our imagination, and imagination is powerful. When a child comes to the hospital, they know something will happen, but they have no idea what. And that uncertainty alone is enough to raise their alarm. For us clinicians, hospitals are familiar. We walk through corridors with ease. We know the sounds, the smell, the routines. Operating theaters and recovery rooms feel like natural habitats. But for our patients, adults and children alike, hospitals are strange worlds. For children, they are overwhelming words, bright signs, warning symbols, cleaning machines humming, monitors beeping, the sharp smell of disinfectant, the tension in their parents' body language. Every sense is on high alert. Every signal says something unusual is about to happen. And children are exquisitely tuned to danger, real or imagined. Neuroscience gives us a fascinating insight here. To trigger fear, you don't need to touch someone. You don't need to cause pain. You only need to show them something that suggests pain. The brain reacts to the sight of instruments, even harmless ones, by generating predictions. What will that do? Will it hurt? Is it dangerous? And those predictions activate the same brain regions involved in real pain. In other words, imagined pain feels real to the brain. So when a child sees unfamiliar tools laid out on a tray, their fear response is not exaggerated. It's neurological. So let's put the pieces together. When a child enters an examination room, they experience no freedom to leave, no control over what happens next, unfamiliar instruments on display, and a stranger, the doctor, expecting trust and cooperation. Emotionally, this is not far from entering a dungeon. And in a dungeon, nobody relaxes, nobody feels safe, nobody makes friends, and absolutely nobody likes surprises. Recognizing this emotional reality doesn't make us weaker clinicians, it makes us wiser ones. Because once we understand the child's perspective, we can begin to soften the experience. We can reduce the unknown, we can offer choices, we can keep unnecessary instruments out of sight, we can slow down, we can use our voices, our posture, our presence, to create safety. The unfamiliar examination room may feel like a dungeon to the child, But we have the power to transform it into something else. We can introduce the same environment as an adventure that the child and we together explore. Now, the examination room becomes a place of curiosity, a place of partnership, and a place where fear slowly gives way to trust. So remember, your examination room is the dungeon, and nobody likes surprises in a dungeon. But with awareness, empathy, and small intentional changes, we can turn that dungeon into a space where children feel protected, respected, and understood. Thank you for joining me today in this episode of From Fear to Fun. Next time, we're going to explore what thoughts are on the mind of the child and their parents when they come to the hospital being ill.